Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
This is just another, let me share another story from Jack's past. All right?
Yeah.
Guy in a motorcycle.
You have to share that one again.
Yeah, drives by. Hey, buddy. Buddy. Yeah? You ever get your soil tested? No, I haven't. Give me a little sample. I Notre Dame. Yeah? What about it? Well, yeah, I'm there. They got this test done. I'll be back in about a half hour. Just give me $50. We'll call it an even.
I don't think it was $50, but go ahead.
Well, whatever it was. Whatever. It shouldn't have been $5. It should have been a red flag.
I know.
Man, you really look like someone that knows your gardening and lawn maintenance. Yeah. Is that a Harley? So, regardless, he gets your money and your dirt and never returns either. So, this hack may help some people.
I wanted my dirt back.
Yeah, he was more worried about the $1,500. He wasn't worried about that. It was...
Now, what's this got to do with a life hack?
Because, you know what? You don't need someone on a motorcycle to pull wool over your eyes.
Right.
You can check if your soil is...
Yeah?
Or alkaline. Ready?
Okay.
Take your soil.
Right.
Put vinegar in it. All right?
Yes.
If it bubbles, it's alkaline. Take your soil.
Okay.
Put baking soda in it. If it bubbles, it's acidic.
Hmm.
Now, it's not as precise as saying someone from Notre Dame on a motorcycle that would take it and do it, but it at least will get you a good idea, because if you put, if it violently bubbles, it's probably pretty alkaline if you put in vinegar.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well...
All right.
Or just trust a guy in a motorcycle.
Does this have to be with soil or anything?
Yes, I said soil and vinegar, soil and bacon.
Okay, you looking at me now?
Yeah.
All right, so, I mean, I'm sure this has never happened to you, but a lot of our listeners will be able to identify with that, you know, your house is in chaos, it's trashed, and somebody's coming over.
Mm-hmm.
And you want them to think that you have it all together.
Yes.
Okay, so...
Well, how do you pull that off?
Okay, so first of all, you get a laundry basket, and you run around like a mad person, and anything that doesn't go there in that, front room... In the laundry basket in your car. Okay, that's one of my secrets in the garage. But here's another way you can just up the ante even further. You want it to smell clean, too. Like, you know, you've been hanging out cleaning all day.
Right.
So you take Fabuloso cleaner. And you put it in one of those wallflower bulbs. You have an extra one, you have your Bath and Body Work plug-in center thing.
Yeah.
And you pour it in that little bulb and screw it on, plug it in, and you will have the clean scent of Fabuloso everywhere. Oh, that's not even five minutes.
That is way too much work. You know it's a lot easier?
What's that?
Hey, yeah. Remember you guys were supposed to come over today? Yeah, something came up. It's really important.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, what happened? I can't tell you. You'll know soon enough, but I'm so sorry to do this.
All right. Mine is if you're nervous about a speech, presentation, or maybe that first date, you're just nervous about something. You get all riled up about something. You want to calm down. Blow on your thumb. The vagus nerve, which connects to your thumb, controls your heart rate. And by blowing on it, your heart rate will return to normal. So next time you're panicking in here over something, just and bam, you'll be feeling good.
You know, you do it too long, though, you pass out, then your heart rate will really be low.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks, making life just a bit easier. 101.